In this interview, I'm talking with Bob Lee, who is the founder of Country Coaches Incorporated. I hope I got that right, Bob.
You got that right.
Can you tell us a little bit about your company, first of all, and how and when you got this thing started?
Well, I started back in 1974 in a garage building canopies for backup pickups. And that just developed into the motorhome business. And in 1975, I built my first motorhome. And I built it by myself in 21 days. I bought all the parts and pieces and assembled it in 21 days. And I got a whole $10,500 for that. And as I moved on through my building of recreational vehicles, I landed in the diesel pusher market in about 1980. And I was one of the founders of that kind of business. We actually made our own market. I went to the top of the market because it was less volatile than the bottom of the market or the middle of the market, which had very high lows and peaks.
How has that business grown from, that start that you did basically out of your home?
Well, the business grew until I sold it took it public. I joined a public company in 1999. At that point, I had Jack Quartermosh was president of the company, and I was pretty much looking for a way out to retire, and I sold it by going public. We came back, and I took the company back because it was in financial trouble in 2002 is when I came back to the company. And we came back with 600 employees, and we now have over 3,000 employees. We have developed all new products and pusher diesels, only pusher diesels. And we found a real niche in the market for a real high-quality product, and that's what we do, is we build the finest motorhomes in the world, and I'll run that door-to-door against anybody.
I know I've heard you say that, and if you hadn't brought it up there, I was going to bring up the opportunity to describe the kind of motor coaches that you build. Tell us a little bit about who are some of the types of customers that you have for these type of vehicles.
Well, we got Joe Kahn here, who's the self-proclaimed commissioner of the NFL, right?
Tailgating.
Tailgating. Yes. Tailgater, yes. We build them for just the average guy who has made some money in his life and wants some of the finer ways of traveling, and sometimes retired, most of the time not totally retired, but doing something on the side and being able to run our businesses now from our coaches is wonderful because we've got computer access to everything. It makes it really nice.
Describe your participation here in this historic convoy that we're running on.
In my view, if it wasn't for the interstate highway system, I wouldn't have had a business. And so I was excited whenever I was asked to join the convoy, and I believe I was probably one of the first people who got involved in it. And I told Michelle, who was ramrodding this thing, that I would do it, and I'd bring whatever she wanted to have as far as things to show. And it's turned out to be a nice array of things I'm riding. I rode a trike yesterday, and a Honda trike, and today we're driving the T-Bird. So we're going to swap around, and we're going to play all the way cross-country both ways.
Well, that's just fantastic, and I think everybody has been enjoying your participation here. Anything else you'd like people to know about ASHTO, the interstate, and motor coaches?
Well, I want them to be aware that we need to keep building our infrastructure for the highways and the highway systems and bridges. And so that's part of the reason I'm here, is to try to make awareness. And by working with ASHTO and the people here has made my efforts a contribution, I think, worthwhile.
One thing I did want to ask, I just thought of it, is as the fuel sponsor, and of course we're promoting ethanol as a gasoline additive here in the country, but you're running, as you said, diesel. How do you feel about the use of renewable fuels? Of course, biodiesel is an option too. Do you get involved in any of that with your vehicles?
We have been working with another company for the last couple of years working on that very project. I don't know where we're at in that project right at the moment, but we are working on it.
Well, great. Well, I really appreciate it. That's Bob Lee. And right now where we're doing this interview, just so people know, is in Laramie, Wyoming, and onwards and eastward. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.